I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Fellow ragtime listeners.
Hi.
It's been a long, long time. We have been on the rag so long that I hate it. Even more so than I normally do.
Today's a special day.
Why is that?
Guess what? I got hardcore at 2 o'clock today.
Oh, congratulations. I should have had the party horn ready to go.
And I'm mad.
Oh, awesome. So, ladies, if you're not sure what you're listening to, this is Ragtime with Heather and Nicole. Yep. Hi, Denise. How's it going? I hope you got, some tanked pictures. That would be fantastic. Just don't send it to us. Just say yes or no. So let's just get right into the ragging part of this episode.
Okay.
Because I don't even know where to begin, but I know you have a list. Like, do we want to... I know we continue to talk about what's going on in this country because the...
You have to.
The current administration is fucked up, and the fact that he is still president blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But do we want to address what has happened this week, or do we want to get personal, or do we want to do a little bit of both? How would you like to start there, Nicole? Because you're the one that's ragging.
Well, I definitely do have. I have three that are
just three
administration related.
Okay.
And two that are not.
Okay. I say, why don't we go personal? Let's go personal.
Okay.
Petty shit first.
Okay. I'll go with my most petty of all.
Yeah.
Moob nips.
Moob nips.
Yeah.
I mean, moobs in and of themselves.
Yeah, or just male nips.
Oh. Ooh.
Like guys who wear like tight ass shirts and they don't wear like an undershirt.
Right. I know.
Yeah. And you can see their hard nips all the time.
So what brought this on? I don't know if I want to know. I might vomit.
I don't know. It just seems wherever I go in this area, people have like polos on with their hard ass nips.
Yeah, have you ever noticed that polos accentuate it more than t-shirts?
They do. I think it's clingy or fabric or something.
Something like that.
It's like not wearing a bra.
Correct.
Like, cover your fucking nips.
Right.
I don't want to look at them. Oh, you know what? It is reverse. It is reverse, though, because I would look at someone with no bra. Like, right on.
But what's so funny, because I swear to God, today, walking to work, I saw a guy that, I mean, I think he had... moobs bigger than my boobs.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking the same thing. And what's interesting is that their nipples are elongated. Like, they're oblong, like their boobs.
Oh, because it's, like, squishing down?
Yeah, and then I'm thinking, I'm like, thank God I'm a lesbian, because I would not want to suck on that. Like, that's yeah. What I'm thinking at, like, 7 in the morning. Like,
plus, you don't want to be tricked. Like, what if you start, like, where you're, like, kind of looking... And you're not looking up at the head, and you see just some sort of, like, shape and a nipple, and you're like, ooh. And then you're like, ah, it's boobs! That's
right.
Upsetting.
It is upsetting.
I don't like it. It's like, I would want to wear an undershirt if I was a dude. I would think that would be chafy. Because if you are, say, like, homesick, or you're on, like, a home vacation, and you're kind of, for a couple days, you don't really do anything. Like, a day or two, and you're just walking around. If it's, like, not... It's like a scratchy t-shirt or something. My nipples will hurt.
Yeah. And on that similar note, I even like wear a sports bra because I don't like to have them like free flowing. Cause I guess like they're larger.
I normally
than,
don't. Yeah. But
I need
on
support.
I had
like, I hate it. I just don't like it. I mean, going to sleep, that's fine. Let them fall underneath my armpits.
It's uncomfortable
I don't care.
To sleep with a bra on.
It is uncomfortable. But like when I'm walking around the house, just, like, hanging out. Like, I need...
Especially if you're using the stairs.
Forget it. Especially if I have to run downstairs. I get hit in the face.
I just assume that all middle-aged male Trump supporters have hard nips and no undershirts.
Pretty much.
I think that demo is that.
I also think it's interesting, too. It depends. And a mutual friend of ours, he was a chubby kid growing up.
Okay.
And he had, I guess, it's a medical term, where he actually had... moobs.
Okay.
It was fat that I guess like formed prior to puberty.
Okay.
And no matter whatever he did, like, he lost a lot of weight, but he could never lose the fat in his boobs.
Yeah.
So he actually had them removed.
Sometimes it's hormonal, too, yeah.
But prior to that, he said he would always get, like, extra small t-shirts to flatten them out. So I think when you're, when, if you had, maybe, like, if you're self-conscious about a body part.
Yeah.
You know, you would go above and beyond, like, to cover that area. Mm-hmm. You know what
so
I mean?
So he was doing, like, a boys don't cry thing to himself, but he was already a boy.
Yes. Crazy queen. Maybe he was ahead of his time.
I don't know.
Look at that. Anyway, so my petty thing.
Did he get his titty fat sucked out?
He actually had it, like, cut out.
Cool.
Yeah. And he, for a little bit, it was, like, concave for a while.
And it fills itself out?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like when you get your wisdom teeth removed. Yelling that hole for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, it's not there.
Right.
It's very strange.
It was weird. I guess, like, maybe he started doing push-ups.
Why does so, like, some things just regenerate? Why does that regenerate, but, like, I could lose a limb in a war, and that's not coming back?
Right.
But boob shapes come back. And, like, gums. Like, it's weird.
Right. Or, like, if you donate a liver or half a liver, your liver will grow back to its full size.
That's weird.
It is weird. And that's the only organ that does that.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. You know what really pisses me off? Not science. I love science. Science is amazing.
Okay.
And this is very petty of me. At work, we have, like, you know, elevator banks where you have to hit the floor you want to go on. As opposed to, like, hitting an up or down button.
Yeah, it's so, like, you don't. It's like you pre-select before you get in the elevator, and then the thing above will say, like, bing.
It'll tell you what elevator to get on, like one through six or
get
whatever.
On, yeah.
So this always happens when I'm leaving, and you know, like, when you want to leave work, you just want to get the fuck out, right?
Yeah.
So I hit lobby, and it's like, oh, elevator 6. I'm waiting, and then somebody comes over, and if I'm on, say I'm on floor 5, okay. Right? They hit floor 4.
Okay.
Why? And you are perfectly capable of walking.
Uh-huh.
Why can't you just take the fucking stairs? Why is it that you need to wait, like, and sometimes they're waiting 5 minutes for the elevator to go one floor.
Yeah.
So you're basically delaying me from leaving the building. I hate you.
It's just one floor?
Just one floor.
I personally don't like elevators, so unless it's, like, more than 2 flights, I'll probably just
And you're
do
walking
it.
Down the steps. It's not like you're walking.
I mean, you could just Atomic Blonde roll down at that point.
You could. You really could.
That would really
be
an entrance.
Wouldn't it? Or you could Home Alone it. Doesn't matter.
Like, you pratfalling perfectly and not being injured and then just, like, tumble rolling up into a standing position and be like, hey, I'm here for the meeting.
Hey, what's up?
Coffee. Not spilled somehow. Don't use the elevator.
See if you motherfuckers can top that. What? Yeah, so, I mean, that drives me crazy. And it's just like, just take the fucking, you're going
I always
down
thought,
the steps.
I always thought that system was more effective, but now I don't think it is. I always thought it was more effective to have your selection before getting on the elevator. But now I see that there's, like, issues where it gets slowed down. Because it is always, you can always get on the elevator and there's people who, like are near the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't let you get to them.
Right.
And you're like, well, could you hit it for me? Or, like, move?
Right, exactly.
Or, like, they're all staring at it like it's in hieroglyphics. Like, well, just hit a button.
Right.
So.
Or you have 6 elevators, right? You hit the floor you want to go on. Usually for me, it's lobby. And 2 other elevators will show up. And they have no floors assigned to them, but that's not my elevator that I need to go on.
Because it's not going to go, because you know when you get on it, it's going to go someplace that you're not going.
But it's...
You're just going to end up on, like, a half
it's
floor.
It's so weird. Yeah, it's
like
it's
being
so...
Like,
oh,
God. Like, where am I?
Be like, you know what? Forget it. I'm
this
not getting
on. This is where I work now.
Yep. This is where I live. This is where I shower. This is where I work.
Here.
You know, and I don't get a signal, so no one's going to find me. I'm going to die here. Okay, great. Like, Jesus. So that's my petty little...
All right.
Bitch fest. I know it's stupid, but it, just take the goddamn stairs.
I'll leave my other petty one for another time. I need to move on to...
Okay.
I'm annoyed.
No, please.
I'll start with my first petty one that has to do with the administration and work my way in.
Okay.
Steve Mnuchin.
Oh,
does
God.
He open his teeth when he speaks?
Oh, I hate...
He's like the rich people on Family Guy.
He is.
He always talks like this.
I just got married. I need a government jet to go ahead and go see the eclipse in Kentucky.
He moves his top lip and his bottom lip.
Ashley should go ahead and just, you know, protest on her own time. Not during the next
That's my favorite.
Like, that shut was, up!
That was my favorite comment. Protest on your own time. Yeah, because that's effective. Protest where? In their living room? Well, take a knee? Do what? Who's seeing that?
My best is that Samantha Bee had a graphic that said, oh, you want them to go into this water closet that just has a sign that's like, you know, I'm protesting racism. Don't bother me. So it's like, oh, so it's comfortable for all you white people?
Yeah, the whole point of free speech is it's all the time. There's not like a predetermined time for free speech. There isn't zones. Yet.
Yes.
Never know.
So basically from maybe like 101 a.m. to 102.
Yeah.
And then that's home. In your home, exactly.
Yeah.
And then feel free to tweet at that point. Like, just tweet hashtag take a knee and be like, oh, yeah, we got it. Okay, great, thanks. Now go play football.
Like, I thought, like, Jeff Sessions was the most annoying thing to watch or Pence, but it's him. I just can't. Mm. I don't even know what he says half the time because I'm just staring at his non-moving mouth. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Who talks like that?
Rich people from
Family
Guy.
Does he have, like fake teeth, like veneers and... Without, I've seen people with veneers talk normally. I don't know what his thing is.
I don't.
And then I go into like a cyclical thing where like I'm not listening to him anymore, and I'm focusing on his teeth and his mouth, and then I'm thinking, someone's married to him, and then like every day has to look at this man speaking like this.
Well, they did say she was an actress.
Oh well,
she's getting an Oscar.
Hope she's also has bad eyesight and doesn't wear contacts. Because, like, I could not look at that all day.
How was your day, Kay? Did you make a good movie that I bought for you?
Like, oh, God. That's a part of it, too. I mean, I just piggybacked on your thing that just annoys me. That whole, like, everyone's making a big fucking deal. What? About taking a knee during the national anthem.
That was one of mine, actually, yeah.
So we can just talk about that. And it's just, like, the people who are complaining about it are all white people.
And they don't
get it. And it's just like, you know what? Why don't you take some time before, you know, torching your Steelers jerseys or your stupid yellow towels and go find out why exactly they're protesting, because you don't know why they're protesting.
I think what annoys me is I'd say probably 90% of it is people with just false anger. Like, they just want to be angry about it. Like, any other situation, they wouldn't care about someone disrespecting the flag. And if you're going to be that anal about it, there's so many rules for the flag that...
I had no idea!
That you're already breaking. It's not supposed to be on clothing. You're not supposed to be able to put it on anything that's a sport team. A logo. We use it for everything you're not supposed to. No one's saying shit then.
Right. My favorite was paper plates.
Yeah.
That you bust out on Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day.
Yeah.
And then you throw them out.
It's like, it's just supposed to draw attention to the fact that your America isn't the same as their America.
Right.
Doesn't mean they hate America. They don't hate the flag. They don't hate soldiers.
No.
They just don't have the same experience as the country as you do, and you're too stupid and too ignorant to even learn about their lives.
Exactly. And you keep saying that this is the America that has blessed them with the opportunity to play sports that pays them millions of dollars. Yeah, but look at...
That doesn't mean they're not oppressed just because they're rich.
Right, exactly. Like, look at Mike
they
Bennett
get
from,
pulled
the,
over.
From the Seahawks.
Yeah.
He got arrested.
Or that tennis player that got tackled.
Blake dude.
Yeah, he was just standing in a lobby.
And the police officer thought he was somebody else.
Because he's black, yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That does not happen to white people at all whatsoever.
It's not like they carry around a football ID to not get shot by a cop or someone else.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's horrible. And the fact that all these people, as you said, are like basically sensationalizing their anger over something that they just don't understand.
And then when they come out with the, oh, they should be grateful for their lives, it's like, what? Excuse me? Someone should be grateful that you... Oh, so you're saying a black man should be grateful that you allowed him to make this much money? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly
what
they're
saying. He worked just as hard as anyone else to make that money.
Right.
He should be grateful to his fucking self. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's like the most racist bullshit.
It really is.
Like, he should, you know, at least we let him have his money. He can go listen to his rap music. In his Escalade. It's like, all right.
Oh, wow. Talk about being stereotypical.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, and you say that you're not racist.
Yeah.
Okay. It just drives me bonkers.
It's so agitating. It's like, how about you spend more time on learning why they're doing it?
Right.
Well, and then every time someone does something, it's like, well, why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? Like, there's always these multiple suggestions. Why aren't they helping inner cities? It's like, well, look into that too. Most players do donate and do things, but it obviously isn't making a change. So they figure, right.
Or no one's talking about it.
And like, why are you so pissed off? The owners aren't pissed off? I mean, it's bullshit that the owners went out there. I think it's a bunch of crap.
Well, I think they're just showing
just trying to make sure they don't lose any money. But
well, I think also probably to piss off Trump because of what he said.
I know.
You know.
But whatever. It's like the owners don't care. The military you're so goddamn concerned about doesn't give a shit. So who are you angry for?
But here's the thing. Right. They answered your question. Right. And then two, if you're so like rah-rah pro-military, why you put in the transgender ban?
Yeah.
You clearly have people that want to serve this military, but you're like, nope, you're transgender, you're out. And the dreamers, who are like paramedics, police officers,
yeah,
firemen, you're kicking them out. People who love this country and want to contribute to this country, you're kicking them out.
And why are you driving around with a Confederate flag? You don't think that's an insult to military and this country? It's a flag that represents you trying to secede from our country. Like, that, how do you not see that as being bad?
Right, and the people walking around with Nazi flags.
I know. And I think they said it was in the early 2000s was when they started saying that the football players had to stand for the anthem. It's relatively new. It's not something you have to do. It has nothing to do with their job.
No, I think basketball players, it's written like in their contract that they have to stand. For basketball players.
No, like, I'm saying that's same for football, but it's recently new.
Right, I think like 2008 or something like that. Yeah.
It's like some old, like, generations of players have done this.
But then, if you look back at it and really do the research to find out why did Kaepernick start it?
Yeah.
Because I guess he decided to listen to the full national anthem song and the lyrics.
Yeah.
And
he didn't even, at first he didn't even take any, he just stayed on the bench.
Right.
And he talked to a white friend who's in the military service, who suggested he take a knee because he would be more visible. And then that's how the military honors a fallen soldier.
No one talks about that.
That's why he decided to do it.
No one talks about that. And then Sports Illustrated came out with their cover, and where was he?
Yeah.
Nowhere on that cover. And he's the one that started all this.
And my favorite one, there's a meme on the internet where it's like, you on Sunday, when they're playing the national anthem, and it's just a bunch of guys on the couch with their hands in their pants. And then it's like, you on Monday, when you're fighting everyone on the internet, and it's like Captain America, like all of a sudden you give a shit. It's like, who cares? You don't have, like, even in school, I remember, like, when we were younger, you weren't forced, if you didn't want to, you didn't have to do it. Like, it's not, that's what this country is. You can do what you want.
Right.
It's not disrespecting anything.
Right. I guess, like, I always stood and put my hand on my heart because, like, I didn't.
Meant.
Right, exactly. It was just like, okay, everybody else is doing it. Okay, I guess I'm showing, like, patriotism.
No idea what any of it was.
No, me either.
I just did it because you were supposed to do it and I wanted to get on with class.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, great. Good times. Didn't really think about it.
Do you think people would even, if, like, they slowly started, like, getting rid of it, like, we didn't even do anthems, most people would probably appreciate it.
They probably wouldn't even notice.
Like, I find that, like, let's just get to the game. Like, whenever I'm in a stadium, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Right. Let's just play at the Olympics. How about that? So whoever wins the gold, that's when you play it.
Yeah. It's just, like, a weird thing you have to do for some reason at sporting events only.
Yeah. I didn't really think about that.
I know. It's like,
but, well, you know, God forbid.
If you shut up and you had to do, like, some weird ceremony every time you had to, like, get up and be like, honey, 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 ho, honey, honey, honey,
ba ba boy,
ba 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 ba. Like, why do we have to do this?
And then you have
at
to
a
hit,
sports.
Then you have to hit the neighbor, the dude with the moves next to you. You have to smack him right in the tits.
Yeah. Why don't we just all do Cotton Eye Joe?
I will never go to a sporting event ever again.
They always play the hockey games, Cotton Eye Joe.
Why?
I don't know.
I hate that song. God, I hate that song.
Because white people. That's why. Because white people go to hockey games. They wouldn't play Cotton Eye Joe anywhere else. Do you think the Knicks will let Cotton Eye Joe be played?
No. Oh, my God.
That song's probably racist. Now I'm thinking about it. What the fuck's Cotton Eye Joe?
God. White people are another thing.
I fucking hate it.
Oh, exactly. And then let's just talk about Puerto Rico. How long did it take us to finally send support? Oh, because the Atlantic Ocean is so big. It's a body of water, and it's so hard to get through.
I could not believe that when he was... It's like he talks like he's a four-year-old child.
That he just learned about the Atlantic Ocean.
Like, this is an ocean, like, people. It's like, yeah, there's these things called fucking helicopters.
Boats. The U.S. Navy.
We're not that far from Puerto Rico.
And
I'm sure you have stuff stationed near it.
It's been a U.S. territory since 1898. Hawaii became a state in the 1950s. So Puerto Rico basically should be a state. It probably should have been like the 30th state in our union, but it's like, nope.
No, there's a bunch of brown people there. We can let them vote.
They are poor brown people. No. No.
But the best part is, like, half the shit's still sitting in the shipping containers because they don't have any way to get it. Like, two people. So, it's just a fucking hot mess.
But this is what kills me. So, it's like, okay, that's great that the news organizations are bringing light to the fact that there's a bunch of shit in this, like, just sitting in these cargo units.
Yeah, because the roads are fucked up and they don't have enough truckers.
Well, how did the news people get there? Yeah. I would say, like, open up these things. I will fill my van as much as I can.
Yeah, people have been volunteering.
Oh, have they? Yeah. Okay, good, because this is like... You know what? That's great that you're reporting it and you're making it known to get maybe people to volunteer.
Yeah.
But, like, put your money where your mouth is and go open up your van and take stuff to people. I mean, it's ridiculous. But now they just gave relief. This is as of Friday, the 29th. I think 3 bottles of water per person and 3 snacks per person. That has to last for 2 days.
Okay.
So you're talking about... 3 16-ounce bottles of water. That's not enough.
No.
That's nowhere near enough.
Uh-uh.
And then 3 snacks per person for 2 days. And you have children.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know the parents are foregoing the food.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, it's...
And why did he have to go?
Did he go?
Yeah, he said he was going there.
Did he really go?
Yeah.
Did Melania go and show up in her heels?
I don't know. But what? That's the last thing I need is fucking take care of his ass. His stupid baby ass. Just send supplies and leave them alone.
Can he just go away soon?
He probably had to be informed that we had anything to do with Puerto Rico. He's like, what?
He probably, you know what? You're probably absolutely right. He probably had no idea.
He probably can't even name all 50 states. or even, like, come up where they're exactly. He probably just knows where he has properties. That's about it.
Maybe. I don't know. So, but let's end this on a happy note, shall we?
I can't.
Will and Grace is back.
I can't, though. Okay. I can't end it. Okay, well, go to Will and Grace Laughs after this, because there's one last thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because after all this shit, I have to say that if you still have a Trump sticker on your car...
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Have a Trump sticker on your house, or placard, or flag...
Yeah.
You must have some sort of mental deficiency.
No, I agree with you.
Like, how could you possibly think he's not inept at this point? How could you keep saying give him a chance? How do you think he's doing a good job the way he speaks?
Right.
At his actions.
I mean, just like, talking about the Atlantic Ocean, just calling it very big.
Very big.
It's big.
The way he talks to us, it's an ocean. And then he, like, turns to the guy next to him, he's like, very big ocean. And the guy's just like, what the
Yeah.
Like, how...
And you're calling the North Korean leader Rocket Man.
You know what's worse than his supporters? Anyone around him. Because, like, how are they going through day-to-day thinking that this is okay? This man should be sitting there.
I mean, Sean Spicer should be in jail for all the lies that he spouted from the podium. Huckabee Sanders should be in jail for all the lies that she's spouting. Especially with... Going back to the players taking a knee or whatever, that one journalist for ESPN, I forget her name, who was calling...
Oh, the one on Twitter?
Tweeting about Trump from
the woman.
Her personal Twitter page, calling him out as a white supremacist. She's spouting facts, everybody.
She's a fact, yeah.
And...
He literally had white supremacists in his cabinet.
Yes. So, but... Anybody from the administration, from the executive branch of the administration, it is against the law and a jailable offense to persuade a company to fire somebody.
I know, and they keep doing it.
And they keep doing it.
Yeah, if
Huckabee Sanders should be in jail. Her and her
slack-jawed face.
Oh my God, thank you. Does she have a stroke? I hate her face.
She's just a yokel.
Oh God, it's just like, she just sits there like with her, you know, arrogant, side-eyed, droopy fucking face.
Yeah.
She's just like, you know, spouting off lies. Like her and Mnuchin.
Yeah, I just got all annoyed today because first I was at PetSmart that's Homedale, but Middletown near us is very Trumpy. They have rallies. So I know. PetSmart, it came out, the car in the handicap front spot had two magnets on each side, Women for Trump something, some organization.
Oh,
had
Jesus.
A MAGA hat in the back and some other Trump paraphernalia and two bumper stickers. The Trump Pence and one that said, get over it, he won. And then,
she's an angry woman.
Yeah. Then as I was driving, another Trump sticker, somebody driving like an asshole, of course.
Oh, of course.
And then I get on our street, and the red pickup at the end of our street has a Confederate flag sticker on it.
Are you kidding me?
We live in New Jersey. Why do people have Confederate flags here? Why? Yeah, he has a Confederate flag probably like 4x6 decal on the back window.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Like where someone usually has Calvin pissing.
Yeah.
On Ford. Right. Yeah, that in our neighborhood.
I don't. You know what? I'm getting the equality flag.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm flying it.
I don't know if it's
it
the house with the parents that passed away or parent.
Right.
Or the end lot that always has the like.
No, it's the end lot. It's the last house. Okay.
Yeah, red truck.
Uh huh.
Confederate flag.
Got it. Great. No,
and he's definitely not Southern.
I don't.
No one on this block I know that I could. I have heard a Southern accent from. They're people that are from here or this area. Like, why would you have that?
Then it's like, you know what? People say you don't want to be, you know, you're not happy with being in America, then leave the country. I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah,
you're not happy being in the North? Go down to Alabama.
Exactly.
Bye.
Exactly.
You know, where they love all that Confederate bullshit.
Like, if you have any Confederate, like, well, anywhere you have a Confederate flag, you're fucking racist.
Yes.
But, like, you have no...
You're in the North, bud.
Yeah, if you're over the Mason-Dixon line, there's no argument.
Mm-mm.
You can't be like, it's my heritage. No, it isn't. You're fucking live in New Jersey.
Exactly. Where were you born? Oh, Jersey? Okay.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. So, yeah. Will and Grace. That's the only saving thing.
It really is.
I haven't watched it yet, but you said they criticize the administration.
Oh, my
so
God.
They
yeah. So, it's kind of like, it's a breath of fresh air knowing that you've got a show that is blatantly... against this administration and are doing it, you know, in a classy, fun way, funny way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're going to offend people and that.
Well, I doubt anyone who supports Trump is watching Will and Grace.
They'll probably hear it from Fox News somehow saying, like, you know, oh, well, this gay show's back and they're making fun of the administration.
Look at faggots.
Exactly. Oh, my God. So, ladies, and maybe possibly some gentlemen, thanks for listening to us vent.
Yeah.
I think I feel a little bit better, but not really, because it's really about this administration. It makes me want to cry.
I think I saw, on an end note, I think it was a tweet, or it was either, I watch so much stuff, I can't keep track. If it was a tweet or a show.
It's mind-blowing.
When somebody said, like, you're going to have to explain to your, like, children when they're in their 20s, like, why adults are so on edge. During this time period, because it's going to be so confusing to them. Like, why is everyone so angry? Like, let's sit down. You remember 2017?
Picture it.
What was wrong with
2015. Tiny hand orange Julius came out. Oh, my God. I don't envy you in the slightest.
So just drink.
Yeah.
Smoke a little herb.
That's the only way we're getting through it. Let's hope that, you know, Mueller can find some concrete evidence and get these fuckers out.
Right. Let's go see if my wife's home so we can go buy beer.
Go get our drink on.
All right.
Peace.